Studio 360.
For a comedian, getting a job on Saturday Night Live is a big deal. Really, the big deal.
Featuring Jenny Slate.
Jenny Slate got that job at age 27, and in her very first appearance, she made one of the worst mistakes you can make on live TV.
You freaking just threw an ashtray full of butts at my head. You know what? You stood up for yourself, and I f***ing love you for that.
You're in my heart, babe. You're in my heart.
Jenny Slate lasted only a year on SNL, but shortly after, she made a little stop-motion video with her filmmaker husband. It was about a character she called Marcel the Shell. It got more than 23 million views on YouTube and launched a best-selling children's book besides. Since then, Slate has been on shows like Parks and Recreation, House of Lies, Kroll Show, Bob's Burgers, and Married. In 2014, she starred in the film Obvious Child, a romantic comedy that revolved around abortion. Jenny Slate, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me.
So you were on Saturday Night Live for
yes.
a season, and you said since that you didn't find it a very good fit. What do you mean by that? How so?
I'm just, I guess, too freeform, and I don't react well when there's a lot of fear in the environment for a reason that I don't understand.
And when you say fear, just because there are places, and we all know them, and some of us have worked in them, where that's part of the culture, and that was true there for you?
For me, I mean— You know, there's like the fear of Tuesday night writing night. Like, will people accept you? There's the fear of the table read. Like, and it's just, I don't know. I guess sometimes I felt myself being like, well, one day we're all going to be 85. I hope we're proud of the way we're acting here.
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
Yeah.
You know, and essentially we all just poop in a toilet. Like, why are we acting like this is the biggest thing in the world? We're just trying to be entertaining. Like, what happened to the beating heart of it? I don't know. I just felt very incorrect. I felt very bad about myself.
And obviously, Saturday Night Live is a thing for comic actors and comedians. Like, that's the place where
it can
be your launching pad to movie career, TV career. When you left that job after a year, did you say, well, that's it for my career? Did you have that feeling?
I was embarrassed, for sure. It's embarrassing to be fired. I felt sad because I liked everybody that I worked with a lot. Like, everybody was genuinely really nice. And I think I felt relief to be free. But mostly I felt relief because I felt like I'm so competitive in terms of trying to get things right. Or I used to be that way more so than I am now, that I was like, I would have stayed there. I just would have stayed.
Right.
Just to try to make it right.
So the bad marriage ends quickly.
Yeah, I think so.
Your career didn't miss much of a beat looking back now. And I wonder if you think it would have recovered as quickly as you did in a non-internet age. It seems like the web and all of that allowed you to like just get right back up and there be in everybody's faces and be funny.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I was so ready to be creative again when I left SNL. Just to exercise those creative muscles. I never expected that, like, when my husband and I made Marcel the Shell, that it would become a viral thing or whatever. I didn't think of it that way. But I was very happy to just be doing something that I could never explain. Like, if I went into a television network and was like, I'd like to make a series about a male shell, but he's not like a sea animal, but he has a googly eye and then shoes.
Yeah.
And it's just a documentary about nothing about him. They'd be like, this is a 0% idea.
Even in the age of 100 channels, that would be a hard pitch.
Hard sell. You gotta just do it.
This stop motion animated video you made, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, was the first one. Became, as you say, this gigantic, gigantic viral hit. You now have a second children's book based on that character called Marcel the Shell, The Most Surprised I've Ever Been.
Yeah.
So it's a franchise for you. Can you read a little bit of that book sitting in front of you?
Sure. I'd love to.
Whatever bit makes sense to read.
I wrote this book with my husband, Dean Fleischer Camp, who also is the director and animator of the Marcel shorts, I should say, and also a cool person. He's a nice man.
One thing about a new day, you absolutely never know where it will go, even if you usually know where it starts. Usually in the morning, I get out of my bed and I start my day. I don't read the newspaper because it turns my shoes black. And I can't have coffee because one time I took a half a sip and I didn't blink for 5 hours. But that's not the surprise I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to tell you about the day I got the most surprised.
That's Jenny Slate reading from Marcel the Shell, the most surprised I've ever been as Marcel.
Yeah.
Had you done that voice forever, or did that?
No,
really?
I've never done it before. That it's weird. It's weird. I don't know how it happened. I mean, I do know, like when I started doing it over one weekend where I was packed into a motel room with like so many boys, and I just felt really small, and I started talking in that voice.
I mean, the books are lovely, the video's lovely, but the voice is a big part, don't you think, of why this has been successful?
I think so. I love the voice.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk in it in our house, like in some situations, and I talk in it too much sometimes.
Do you? Really?
Yeah.
Just in real life?
Yeah, and sometimes I talk to myself in it. Like the other day, my friend, I was looking for something in my purse, and I was like,
oh, I'm never going to find it. Oh, God, there's too much garbage.
And he was like, is this what you do? You know, and it feels good to talk in it, and I don't know why I like it.
And does your husband like it, or does it just like, nah, enough?
He likes it, but he doesn't like it when I do it to try to get out of doing stuff, like taking out the trash or like walking the dogs.
Being super cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not allowed to do that, and I'm also obviously not allowed to do it during romantic times, but I would never do that.
You work with your husband productively, seemingly, and again and again. Is it hard to balance, to not only both be in show business, but to work together? Is that...
Sometimes it's hard, but I do feel very creatively comfortable around him.
Between all this other work you've done, you made a web series with your husband called Catherine.
Yeah.
It's this very eerie kind of David Lynchian comedy consisting of these short 2 or 3 minute episodes, which is also, it's innocent, like a workplace mystery written by a child or something.
Yeah.
I want to play a clip from Catherine where you're returning to work at an office. And I should say in advance to listeners that it sounds like not much is happening. And Catherine is not a hugely plot-driven, action-packed thing. But the smallest exchanges have this great sense of dread.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Samantha.
You don't have any pins yet, and you don't have any paper.
Right. Well, if it's like before, I'll need to use them.
It is like before. How many would you like of each?
May I please have 3 pens and 100 sheets of paper?
Sure. I have rubber bands if you want those.
No, thank you.
I'll go get the pens and the paper.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
That's Jenny Slate laughing at herself.
I love Catherine. I think it's the funniest thing I've ever done. I think it's so funny.
It is very funny. And it's perfect in a way for 2 or 3 minutes. It can be that weird and stylized because it only lasts 2 or 3 minutes. Do you know?
Yes, that's part of the joy of it. It really, like, it started with my husband and I being really irritated at, like, Verizon commercials and stuff like that. They're like, the whole tone of them is, like, awkward, you know, like people looking to the side and being like, so, you know, and just, it's just, well, it's unbelievable. And we asked ourselves this question, like, what would it be like if everything was completely earnest and sincere and straightforward? And that, when we're not trying to do anything except for keep it totally neutral.
Right.
And it became like a game, and we started to write it together and could tell when things were too much. You know, like when they're ordering lunch, if the sandwiches were too jokey, you know. But like sometimes the sandwiches are just right and they make you laugh so hard the more you think about them, like plain chicken with plain bread.
No, it's like the Truman Show of banality or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I really like it. I'm really proud of it.
So while you're trying to become a big star and be in bigger movies and be on TV. You do this just because you have enough hours in the day to exercise this other creative channel?
I guess it just becomes so important to make sure you do those things, especially in an industry that's very risk averse and where things can often be seen as a product before they're a piece of art. You know, I mean, not to like sound like a douche about it, but when I met Dean, what I loved about him right away and why I wanted him to stay forever was because I thought of a life together where we could just make stuff and just be living in that, in like a biodome of our creation and living with those expectations that we can just live with creative stuff around us.
And by the way, create this book. Well, yeah. Given all this stuff and you just want to do these things you want to do because they seem cool, do you have a career you look at and say, yeah, that one there, that looks pretty good to me, how that life went?
I guess if I could have some sort of combination of like a really functional, like Charles and Ray Eames situation.
I was thinking that myself.
With Dean, and then be kind of like a Ruth Gordon type of person who's like a lady who's really, really old and still in complete possession of her creative choices and her sexuality.
And married to a director as well.
Yeah.
Like Garson Kanin, you know? You could be the Eameses, you can be Ruth Gordon and Garson Kanin. You got it.
Yeah.
I grant you your wish.
Thank you so much. I never knew I was going to get it, but I didn't know when I came in here today this is what it would be, but yeah.
Jenny Slate, it has been a pleasure. I really enjoyed meeting you. Thanks.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
I talked with Jenny Slate in 2014. Her new movie, Landline, is out now.